We are deep, deep in world pride at the moment.
You wanted to roll a joke.
I wanted to roll a gag, but it's so 8:10. Okay. No, you can't. It's 8:10. You know what I'm talking about. World Pride is going on at the moment. This is the big weekend, Mardi Gras happening up in Sydney. We are very lucky in Geelong to have our own style icon.
Yes.
Ambassador for not only Geelong, but for the whole community.
Exactly. Queer icon, style icon, amazing person who has been travelling the world.
Mm.
Just stopped back in Geelong for a 24-hour period, about to jump on what I'm guessing is the Pride plane.
Maybe.
It may be, but we'll find out. It's Denny Todorovic. Good morning.
Hello, darlings. I've got to know, what were you going to say? We're deep. What are we deep in?
You know what we're deep in, how deep we are.
I hope I'm deep in balls by fucking 10 p.m.
I know. Hey, well, what's going on? Because has Grindr been going off, or like you mentioned at the airport,
no,
Grindr
babe,
is all
don't
around
need it.
You.
You don't need it. So I always say this to my friends, whenever we're at a queer festival, everyone's on their Grindr, and I'm like, darling, what are you doing? You don't need it. Just look around you. Grindr is abundant in front of you. So I got like 2 numbers at the airport while I was waiting for my flight.
Wow.
But that's because you always look so hot at the airport too. Like, I rock up looking absolute trash at the airport.
Well, do you know what? The queers are ready. Gird your loins, everyone.
Yeah.
Tell us, Denny, are you getting on the actual Pride flight?
Yes, I am. I'm getting on the Virgin flight this morning.
Amazing.
Which is going to be super fun. And then I land, and then I go straight to get my hair and nails done. And then I'm going to the Kylie concert tonight.
Amazing.
Now, what are you wearing?
That's a big kickoff.
Yeah, because
so tonight.
What are you wearing tonight?
Tonight I'm wearing a bit of a look that's a tribute to the Can't Get You Out of My Head white sort of cloak moment.
Beautiful.
Yes. Saw that on your Insta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've got a pretty tight schedule, and every day I've just made notes in my notepad of like, okay, what do you have in the morning? What do you have in the nighttime? What are you wearing? What's the vibe? So actually packing was really effortless. I packed this morning in like 1.5 hours.
I have anxiety packing for the Gold Coast for like for 5 days. I don't know how you do it. But look, Sydney World Pride is a first here in the Southern Hemisphere. It's been going since the 17th of Feb. It finishes on the 5th of March. When will you finish your Mardi Gras celebration? Are you going to be there for another 5 days until it finishes? Or what's happening?
Oh, no. I'm in Sydney till the 8th of March, yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. And so for people who don't know, the World Pride, it's kind of been bandied around, the term, but how is it different from Mardi Gras? How does it all fit together?
Yeah, so the best way I can explain it to you is like, you know, Mardi Gras is an annual celebration that we have, which, you know, began as a protest in the 70s. It was 1978 was the first Mardi Gras. And it is, you know, a day / weekend that we celebrate Pride. We commemorate our history and our future and all of those things. So that happens regardless. Now, World Pride is like the Olympics. So every year you have to enter to be accepted by like the World Pride organization, and every year a different country gets to host it.
Cool.
So this year we got to host it, and it's massive. I think the estimate of like the economy is going to go up by, I don't know how many billions of dollars. I mean, literally, Sydney is heaving with queers. Like, my mum goes, I've never seen more rainbows in all my life.
Aww.
And I'm like, I know, it's amazing. So that's why it's such a big deal and a momentous honour for Australia, you know?
That is huge. Just, you mentioned your mum. Can you apologise to her? Because I misnamed her cafe,
yes.
Your cafe.
It's all good.
Darling West
Darling
Cafe.
West.
Darling West.
Yes.
Yes.
Never anything else. Everyone loves your parents and you travelling with your parents as well.
Mm.
They were on the plane with you yesterday to come home. Are they going up to Sydney with you again today?
Not this time, sadly. So mum and I are going to do Mardi Gras next year together. I'm adamant. But no, so I'll be going solo, doll. She's ready. She's got her Metamucil. She's got her prep prescription. It's going to be a hot girl summer.
Speaking of Hot Girl Summer as well, can I just say, for all the followers of Style by Denny on Insta, you just seem so happy, effervescent. You've got so much stuff going on. Congratulations Ooh. On not only the book, Love This For You, which was awesome, and Tom and I went to the show.
We did. Yes, thanks for having us.
But also the Vogue. You being in Vogue and you know, beautifully in the Bonds Ungenderwear project.
Yeah.
And the amazing, fun, exciting things that are happening for you at the moment, Denny. We are just so super proud.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. And you know what? Like, I've only been here for 24 hours, but as soon as I get to Geelong, I just feel like I'm enveloped in love and support. We went to our local Warm Ponds Plaza last night.
Oh,
and,
fab.
You know, from the car to Kmart to the car back, it's just a constant stopping of people saying hello and wanting to give their love. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's so nice to be home even just for a short time, you know?
That's also, awesome. Loud and Proud is on Hey You at the moment as well. We love this for you, this particular weekend.
Yeah.
For you, Denny. Enjoy yourselves. Feel free to send photos through, okay?
We will. Thank you so much for having me. Send my love to Cameron. Is he there today? No,
he's not.
He has a day off on Friday, Denny. He's got that contract.
Oh, half his luck, though. Beautiful. Well, you two have fun in the studio.
Thanks. Appreciate it.